the Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back. This is Kristen Bry in for Mike Krupp on Devil's Advocates with Brian Kelly. And we were talking about Democrats not running in two congressional seats. And I think for the next couple of minutes, we're going to take some phone calls. We have on line one, Tom from Madison.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Nice show. Really well done. I was unaware of As Goes Wisconsin until I just looked you up, and it looks really awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate the compliment. I work hard on trying to bring some humor to our state of politics.
Well, I'd like to invite you guys to the second showing of Joe Hill, Alive as You and Me. We're going to be doing it at the Labor Temple tomorrow. On Park Street, and there's a wonderful little theater company in Madison called Fairmont's Last Theater Company, and David Simmons, and they basically really focus on political and social justice plays. And David asked me to do this play. We've been putting it together for the past few months, and we did one performance at the Dark Horse Art Bar, and there's a fellow there from the union who asked us to come and do it at the Labor Temple. So this will be the second show we're doing. And it talks about Joe Hill. And as I've said a few times, if the right is worried about CRT, man, wait until they hear about labor history.
You performed a song here in the studio for us. It was awesome.
Yeah, oh, thanks. Yeah, that was I think The Preacher and the Slave. That was Joe's take on those preachers that promised workers a better life, but only in the next one.
Awesome. Where can people find information about the show?
You could go to Fairmont's Last Theater Company, or just go to Facebook and just Google Joe Hill, or search Joe Hill, Alive as You and Me. Or you can just go to tomcastle.com, TOMKASTLE.com.
All right. Awesome. Thanks for the call, Tom. And then we also have, again, from Madison, we have Jeff.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Great. I just wanted to ask you two a question. If Charles Franklin did a poll of the percentage of people in Wisconsin that don't realize we don't have democracy here anymore, what do you think the turnout would be? What do you think the percentages would be?
Well, you know, it's interesting because one of the questions that we're going to talk about later is enthusiasm to vote. And is the state going in the right direction? And as of right now, more Republicans in this current poll that came out today said they thought the state was going in the wrong direction. And shockingly, only 56% of Democrats, I think it was around there, thought that the state was going in the wrong direction, where I feel like I know a lot of people who are on the left to center left who feel like the state is, like you said, that we have been gerrymandered out of our democracy. So I would think that that would be higher, but echo chambers are a real thing. So I actually have no idea. Brian, what do you think?
That's the other thing too, is that one, we know that Charles, at least we complain about him oversampling Republicans a lot. But I think his oversampling is generally is because you got to think about who's answering the polls, who's listening to it. I generally would just hang up and think that they're some sort of, you know, spam or something like
that. I've never taken one of these calls.
Yeah.
And so I don't even have a landline anymore. See? So if you're calling my cell phone and I don't recognize your number, good luck getting a hold of me.
But that being said, these things are actually relatively scientific. Charles Franklin, we keep going back to him because he has a reputation for being relatively accurate, or at least close enough to it, or at least enough of a pulse. Because again, you think about who's getting these calls and things. It's people that vote all the time. The people that answer these are the people who've been voting for 50, 60 years and answer these polls. And again, I would think that a lot of times that's also a hard polling question, because you can't really yes or no the, hey, is our democracy being taken away? You know what I mean? It's more of a nuanced thing than that, because again, are you saying it's going the wrong way because of Evers, or are you saying it's going the wrong way because of the legislature? And that's not necessarily clear in a lot of the polling.
Jeff, what do you think?
I would say the legislator is not, legislative branch is not doing anything. They're just trying to wait until Ebers is gone. And I just picture we're voting for Ebers as this big Buddha that sits in front of the goal that you can't get anything past him. And I don't think that's the way our state should be run.
Oh, I completely agree with you on that. I mean, I think the DPW actually put out a meme or a GIF or something of Evers as a goalie and was like actually blocking stuff. Like, I think that is either, I mean, it's obviously a joke, but that's, I guess that's kind of the plan, because without having any chance, especially now, of having a say for even work towards compromise and stuff in the legislature, that's like, that's the strategy, I guess.
Yeah, kind of. I could picture him with like one of those like big fearsome goalie masks, but instead of like a bear or like a shark or something, it just got a big mackerel on it. And on the pads, it just
holy
says
take mackerel.
Her, on the front, it just says, "Oh crap, take her easy."
All right, thanks so much for the call. We got Ron on line 3.
Hi guys. You're doing a great job filling in for Mike. Brian, how you doing?
I'm full of magic and wonder as always, my friend.
I think it's a little bit deplorable that the Democratic Party can't scare up people to run in these areas. But I think in part that's got a little something to do with how non-reactive the Democratic Party is to what the Republican, the state Republican Party is doing. And they don't like criticism. I found that out the hard way. I ran for assembly against a Democrat.
Interesting.
As a Bernie independent, right at the beginning of COVID, and while I didn't do very well and didn't even get on the ballot because of COVID, how do you get signatures if you can't go to people's houses in the district? The Democratic Party does not play nice with people who do not go along to get along.
Well, I think that's part of the problem. That doesn't surprise me. And I think that's part of the problem of having a duopoly in general, of just having a two-party system where even once you get elected, and when this probably goes for both sides, then you're very idealistic of, I want this job to be able to create change. And then you get elected and then you better fall in line with what the party's doing. And so I don't know. I don't have the firsthand experience like you do, because I haven't run for anything, but I'm not totally surprised.
They make the rules. They kind of can set who they're going to be in their party and who isn't.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much for the call. We have to get to our guest. On the phone with us is Allison Chavez, who is the Director of Community Relations at Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, who is fresh off of the Pink Out the Capitol protest in Madison. Allison, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Kristen. Good to see you. I can see you right now. I'm also joined by Michelle Velasquez, who is our Director of Legal Advocacy and Services for Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. So we're both here.
Welcome. I'm so happy to have both of you here. Now, I kind of prefaced this at the beginning of the call, or of the show, sorry, that today probably went exactly how everyone thought it would. But for people who didn't know, on the books in Wisconsin, our default law hasn't been enacted since 1973 because of Roe v. Wade, is that we have a criminal abortion ban that dates back to 1849. And in the lead up to what will probably be a not very good decision from SCOTUS on Roe v. Wade and probably overturn that, Evers had called a special session today asking the Republican-led legislature to repeal that law and start working on new legislation for a new, 21st century law regarding abortion. And not shockingly, they gabbled in and out. Do we have a timestamp for how long the Senate and the Assembly actually spent?
We do have a timestamp. Apparently it was 10 seconds.
Ooh.
And, you know, unfortunately, despite the fact that 61% of Wisconsinites would like to see abortion remain legal, there's not even a hearing. There's not even an opportunity for people to tell their stories, to talk about healthcare. And so, unfortunately, Republicans had a choice today, and they decided that it's okay for Wisconsinites to have to leave the state to access healthcare.
Now, in the work, there's a lot of different hypotheticals, because in reality, we actually don't even have SCOTUS's decision yet. And there's because of the leak, is that a month ago? I feel like I've lost track of time. Is that a month ago, 6 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Of one of the, you know, decisions was pretty scary as far as it just completely overturning it. I think that there's some people who think that there could be something that's not as extreme as that. Is there any more insight or anything that you guys have heard as far as how this is going to end up playing out once the decision, because it's basically this week or next week that this is going to happen. It's until June 30th.
Yeah. Hi, this is Michelle Velasquez.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey, thanks for having us. I'll answer that one. You know, so I remember the exact date that opinion was leaked. That was May 3rd. I was on vacation and my phone started blowing up. anyhow, we don't really have any more insight at this point into, you know, what a final opinion is going to look like. So quite frankly, you know, we have been anticipating a full overturn of Roe v. Wade even prior to the leaked opinion as being sort of the main probability, I suppose. And most of the planning, at PPWI has been around the idea that Roe v. Wade would be totally overturned, which would, of course, get rid of that federal constitutional protection and leave Wisconsinites susceptible to the enforcement of that criminal abortion ban that you previously mentioned. The Supreme Court did announce a couple additional days this week to release opinions. That's tomorrow as well as Friday of this week. They'll be releasing opinions, though we have no idea which opinions will be released and whether or not Dobbs will be among those.
Yeah, and so because one of the decisions Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin has made is to stop scheduling abortions after June, this Saturday, June 25th. And so that couldn't have been an easy decision to make, I imagine, but was it largely just be able to get ahead of the decision because of what you're expecting, that you guys made that call?
Well, our main concern right now is the health and well-being of our patients and our staff. And so what we've been doing behind the scenes is tons and tons of planning, working with other states, working to train our staff to be patient navigators. But what we don't want to happen is to have a decision come and patients be mid-procedure in the waiting room or checking in. It's, you know, this is going to be an emotional day. It's already, when patients come, regardless of their reason, and every reason that they come to see us for an abortion is valid and it's theirs, but it's still a difficult decision. It's a difficult day. And so we made that decision so that we can try to protect our patients from having to undergo further trauma, further hardship. And it is going to be tough.
Absolutely. So I want you guys, both of you, to hold on through the break, because I'd love to hear more about because Planned Parenthood has been preparing for this for a while, to hear more beyond what we just talked about, what the plan is to continue to provide care for women in Wisconsin, to help women still seek services, since we are just north of Illinois. And so when we come back, we'll talk more about future plans and even potentially hypotheticals of what this could look like politically. This is Kristen Bry filling in for Mike Prout for Devil's Advocates.
I think people will do what's right. They don't need a government mandate to do that.
The irony is a little rich here these days.
We have seen a small increase in deaths, which is a good thing.